It's the 14th of January, and I'm calling you from high cap 19,000 feet. Atacama Desert is supposedly, I'm sure it is, the driest desert on Earth. We're at the southern edge of it. I found out the answer from my friend Ken the other day about why we think it's so dry, and that's because there are two mountain ranges, smaller ones of course, between us and the Pacific Ocean, which is only 100 kilometers away. They do serve as a rain shadow for the Atacama, but I'll tell you what, twice in the last few days, they have not stopped pretty big snowstorms from hitting Ojos. We saw it a couple of days before we climbed. We wondered how the team was doing. It was up here at that time, a few inches of new snow. Turned out they were able to summit. And then last night here at high camp, we saw a really significant accumulation of new snow. We continued with our four-wheel drive adventures. Our Chilean staff was determined to bust through the penitentes. You know from photographs and our descriptions that the penitentes are those lovely towers of ice that are melted and left standing in the summer months in many parts of the Andes. But the guys didn't get through with the four-wheel drive, so we all carried our big packs up with our sleeping bags and what we needed. But dinner was somewhat delayed, to say the least. So we decided, snow and late dinner combined, we did not want to wake up at 11 p.m. last night and begin climbing at 1 a.m. this morning. And we will, at least a group of us, will try to do that same thing tonight, leave during the darkness tonight and try to summit Ojos. Some of the others who are looking to maximize their climatization today and probably not go for the summit, saving it for Aconcagua, are up with Grant on the glacier above me now. They're going for 20,000 feet today. A few others are back at Atacama with Layla and with Waldo, not Wally, Waldo, our Chilean cook. And they're taking their climatization at 17,500 feet. All this is interesting. The logistics are complicated. The mountain is beautiful, and all the surrounding desert landscape as well. The added uniqueness of a new snowstorm, and Aconcagua lies ahead, as well as some recuperation in the low altitudes of Copiapo, Santiago, and Mendoza, Argentina. We've got a lot of adventure ahead of us, including a summit attempt tomorrow morning. I'll report to you on how we're all doing as that day unfolds, the 15th tomorrow.